The sign may soon change on East Nashville's Fred Douglas Park. There's been new interest in changing it to Frederick Douglass, with two S's, officially honoring the famed abolitionist and freed slave. WPLN's Blake Farmer reports on the mystery surrounding the close but not quite name.
Metro Parks officials are leaning toward a name change unless historians convince them otherwise. Spokesperson Jackie Jones says they haven't found another Fred Douglass the park could be named after.
We think right now that there is more evidence to support that it is probably Frederick Douglass Park, but we want to do our due diligence.
The question was revived a few months ago with WPLN's Curious Nashville project. In recent weeks, there's also been heightened interest in all things Frederick Douglass, as President Trump referenced his legacy. The historical icon did pass through Nashville a time or two. Metro Parks dug into its archives and pulled the minutes from board meetings in the mid-1930s. The first mention was the $2,500 purchase of 7 acres meant to be, quote, a Negro park. A few months later, the minutes say it would be called Douglass Park, with only one S, and no explanation for what Douglass they were talking about. Oddly, someone wrote with pen in the margin, Fred. One theory is it could have been an intentional error to rile African Americans, and there was some controversy at the time with white neighbors lodging complaints about offering the public space to blacks. While there is a news clipping from the time that calls it Frederick Douglass Park, the park's board was consistent. Every mention in those first few years had the same spelling. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Blake Farmer.